Hey, Pastor John Aiken here. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Faith Center podcast. We hope today's teaching will awaken and equip you to live out your God-given purpose. Enjoy. Hey, good morning, everybody. Pastor John here with this week's 10 at 10. I hope you have had an amazing week so far. And I pray it's cold. It's cold as snot outside. I don't like the cold weather. I'm ready for some fall weather, some warmer weather to be back. But anyways, hope you're having a good week, and miss you guys, those who are not able to get out, and those who are kind of hunkered in at home and being wise and being safe. Just stay encouraged, and we'll be back again. We'll all be back together. We are all having services, so you feel more than welcome to come on out and join the services we have on Sunday. We have chairs spaced out, and we have masks here and all that, you know, the hand stuff, sanitizer, and all that. So you can come on out, and we're being wise and full of faith and worshiping and getting in the Word, and God's doing some good things, man. I'm hearing different people that have actually a number of people who have come back to church who haven't been in like a really long time. And man, there's just, I see like this new, fresh hunger in a lot of these people. I see God working in them. And I know there's others that are facing weariness and different things like that. And as part of what I want to speak to you about today, the Lord spoke some things to me recently, and I'm going to show you this. I don't know if you ever seen this. It's called a life journal, and it's just a booklet. It comes from a pastor developed it, that good friends with Jack Hayford. He's out in Hawaii. Man, that'd be a good place to have a church in Hawaii on the beach or something. Anyways, he's created this thing that helps you to read through the Bible in a year, but not just to like read through the Bible in a year. The whole purpose is to hear God, and you read for him to speak to you. And when he speaks to you, it gives you a little simple template that you can make your own and make it as unique as you want, but a real simple template of how to kind of write down what the Lord is speaking to you from Scripture. And I found it to be, over the years, a thing that the Holy Spirit has used to really speak to me. It like just so happens on that day that reading that you know, reading assignment, because it goes through like as a Bible reading, you know, assignment, you know, through here. And even if you don't make it through, you know, all the chapters you're supposed to read that day, it's about 15 minutes a day is all it takes. And even if you don't finish reading that whole day's assignment, when the Lord speaks to you, start writing down and spend time praying about what God says to you. And so the Lord spoke to me about a verse that was in my reading a couple days ago, and I've just been meditating on it. Matter of fact, Tuesday night, last night at prayer, I was meditating on that verse and thinking about this verse. So I want to share it with you today. So if you have your Bible, open up to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. We're going to be in just a couple different verses. But what the Lord was speaking to me was, keep your head up. And I don't, you know, I know your life's all perfect and you don't have any struggles or anything like that. But, you know, sometimes we face stuff. And that's why we need to encourage one another in the Word, to focus on the Lord. Remember how I talked about the blessing of the Lord? It's not about things and it's not about stuff. It's about the Lord. It's about walking with the Lord. And so he'll encourage you and he'll speak to you. He'll breathe life into you. And he did that with me, and he's so faithful. He's so faithful. If the Lord's been faithful to you in difficult seasons, put like an amen, put something in there, make a comment, say yes, he has, amen, something, just to testify to the goodness, you know, of the Lord. And guys, I don't know what's wrong with my computer, but for some reason, I can't see if anybody, if the different comments and stuff. I'm going to get me a new computer, praise the Lord, and we'll be able to fix that. But look at Romans chapter 5. I'm going to put 10 minutes on the clock, and I want to just read you a couple things. Romans chapter 5, verse 1, when you got it, say got it. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. This shouldn't be new to you. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand. Man, I'm telling you, I'm going to have to leave that alone right now. I got some good stuff. And rejoice, so the grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And watch verse 3. This is where he began to speak some stuff to me. And not only that, I mean, see, that's good enough. That's some good stuff. That stuff will preach that we have the grace in which we stand. I mean, that stuff, man, I've been preaching this for years here. That verse 1 and 2 are rock solid, powerful stuff. Verses that I go to remind myself about who I am in the Lord. But look at verse 3. And not only that, like, man, I got some more for you. Not only that, but also, we also glory in tribulations. Oh, man, this is where it gets. But we also glory. That word glory there is speaking of it, one translation that literally says, keep your head up. We keep our head up. We evaluate from a higher perspective. And that's what we talked about with the blessing of the Lord. He brings you up to a higher perspective. The Lord is my source. The Lord is my sight. The Lord is my source. And the Lord is my sight. I behold him and I become more like what I behold. So he opens my eyes and he helps me to see from a different perspective. And the Lord is my shalom. And we'll talk about that here in a second. But we also glory in tribulations. It means we keep our head up in tribulations. Let me just say what that word tribulations mean. That word tribulation can be translated this way. Times of pressure, oppression, adversity, affliction, a crushing, a squeezing, like an olive press or like grapes being crushed, grapes being pressed, the olive press pressing and crushing. It's that weight, it's that pressing down, that pressure. So we see not only the grace in which we stand, not only your faith that gives us access to the grace in which we stand and we rejoice in this hope. But not only that, we keep our head up. We glory. We keep our head up. We keep our mind on things above in times of pressure, oppression, adversity, affliction, crushing, squeezing. We, because of the grace in which we stand, I just love it. I love it. Not only that, but we glory. We keep our head up. We keep our head up in times of tribulation. And then I think about John 16. Many of you, I know you know this scripture, but it's really good to be reminded of. So John chapter 16, look over there real quick and look in just verse 32 and 33. John 16, verses 32 and 33. Look at what Jesus says. He says, indeed, the hour is coming, yes, and is now come, that you, he's talking to his disciples, that you will all be scattered, each to his own, and will leave me alone. Jesus is like, look, y'all gonna leave me alone. Y'all gonna run for the hills, you're gonna run scared, and you're gonna abandon me, and you're gonna leave me alone. And yet, watch this, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. If you are struggling with feeling alone, focus in on your relationship with your Heavenly Father and you'll realize that you're never alone. Verse 33, these things I have spoken to you. This is Jesus talking. These things I have spoken to you that in me, meaning in Christ, you may have peace. Shalom. He's my source. He's my sight. He's my shalom. In me, that you may have peace. But in the world, you will have tribulation. Same word that we talked about before in Romans 5. Same word. And he didn't say you might have. He didn't say you in the world you might have. He said, in me, you will have shalom. You will have peace. In the world, you will have times of pressure, oppression, adversity, affliction, crushing, squeezing, pressing you down with a heavy weight. You will have it. So when those times come, we don't need to question the Lord. He told us the times are going to come. And if we want to be people that walk in the blessing of the Lord, in a relationship with the Lord, then I'm gonna walk with him through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. Why? Because you are with me. And your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So even though I feel like, even if the fact is everybody left me, Jesus, you'll never leave me. You'll never forsake me. So Jesus says, in me, you will have peace, but in the world, you will have tribulation. So watch this, watch what he says. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Meaning I have overcome, my peace has already overcome the thing that's bringing you chaos. My peace has already overcome it. So in me, you have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation. My nose is running. Oh. In the world, you have tribulation. But be of good cheer. That word cheer or good cheer, that word good cheer means to take courage. Now, I can't sing this like Caitlin and the worship team and stuff. You know that song? There's some song, I think it's called Take Courage. Take courage, my, you know. I can't sing it. And Vina used to rip this song up too. You know, that song is just so powerful. That's what this word is. This word of being good cheer. It doesn't mean be slap happy and just be goofy and just be positive. It's talking about take courage. Have a joyful courage is what it's talking about. So we can have a joyful courage because the Lord, in him, I have peace. I have peace, the grace in which I stand, the grace in which we stand. And so in times of tribulation, we keep our head up. We glory. We keep our head up. We keep our head up. We keep our mind on things above, on who we are in Christ, on what God is doing, not what the devil's doing and not what other people are doing. We're not moved by those things. That we are in Christ, and in Christ, we have peace. So our focus needs to be in Christ. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. And greater is he who's in us than he who is in the world. And so we need to take courage about this and realize that there's a joyful courage that we can have in the middle of the storm. That's what James says. James says it in James chapter 1, count it all joy when you fall into various trials and temptations. Count it all joy because God is at work. And if you'll focus on God in the middle of a testing and a trial and a tribulation, if you'll focus on God, he'll bring you through it. You may say, well, how long? Well, don't get focused on a timetable. Get focused on walking with the Lord, and he will lead you through. Let the Lord be your source. Let the Lord be your sight. Let him be your shalom, and focus on the peace in the middle of that storm. 1 Peter 1 talks about it also. He says, greatly rejoice in this, meaning when you face trials and struggles, Peter says in 1 Peter 1, greatly rejoice in this because the testing of your faith is going to produce endurance and character and patience and all that. It's just incredible stuff. And matter of fact, if you keep reading, you know, in Romans 5, you know, we read 1, 2, and 3. If you go down to like 4 and 5, it's just incredible stuff about this character that's being built in our life. And so don't let your emotions lie to you. Don't let your circumstances lie to you. You talk back. You speak back. You remind yourself who he is. You remind yourself who you are in him. You keep your head up. Keep your head up. There is a grace, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Everything in the kingdom of God is by grace through faith. Faith gives you access to grace. So it's the grace in which we stand that empowers and establishes the peace of God in our heart. We have peace with God, and we have the peace of God in our heart and in our life. And so we glory, there goes my timer, we glory in times of tribulation. I personally believe the time of tribulation will be shorter when you learn how to glory and keep your head up and take courage and not just doing the right thing. Focus on the relationship. Focus on your shepherd. Focus on hearing him. Get in the word. Don't let it be a time to discourage you to get out of the word and get out of stuff. Get your heart right before the Lord. And he will do amazing things in your life. And even through the storm, even through the pressure, even through the crushing, you will be able to take joy and take courage because the Lord is with you and his presence will outweigh your pain. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray over every person watching that you would help them keep their head up, that we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We're not under our circumstances. We may be in some stuff, but we are under your grace. We are under grace, and we have the peace of God. And we keep our head up and glory in times of tribulations, knowing that you will work all things out for good for those who love you and trust you. And Lord, I just thank you, God, that you encourage your people by your Spirit to keep their head up in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Love you. Can't wait to see you Sunday, starting a new series. It's kind of a new twist on Advent. It's not the traditional Advent. It's going to be Faith Center, a.k.a. John Aiken Advent. It's going to be good. It's going to be cool. And I believe it'll be life-changing. So we're starting that this Sunday. Don't forget to register. Love you. See you Sunday.
Thanks again for listening to the Faith Center podcast. To connect with us, go to faithcenter.tv and fill out our connection card. We pray blessings over you and your family. We'll see you next time.